News release: Town of Collingwood. The Town of Collingwood, together with the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation, Sun, Environment Office, are excited to announce Emily Kawagashig and Solomon King, Studio Niiwin, both Ojibwe Nation artists, were chosen to create two public art installations as part of the expansion project of the Raymond A. Barker Water Treatment Plant in Collingwood. The purpose of the public art is to offer residents and visitors the opportunity to connect with the continued culture, stories, and history of the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation people who have lived on and cared for this territory since time immemorial. The plant is being designed and developed in an environmentally responsible manner with a mind to future climate change challenges, shoreline rejuvenation and conservation. Consultation with the Environment Office of the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation has been essential in this process, and it is the hope of the project team that the newly expanded plant will be a showcase for water treatment, conservation, and education. The two public art installations being commissioned for the site of the expanded plant situated on the shore of Nottawasaga Bay will have north and east views across the water. Just off W26 through Collingwood, the water treatment plant borders Sunset Park, one of the busiest and most popular beach parks in the area. The theme of the artwork will express the importance of water in the teachings and life of Anishinaabe culture, the sacred connection held by women to the spirit of water, and the role of all humans in relation to this important resource. The town issued a call to artists for members of Saugeen Ojibwe Nation, either Chippewas of Saugeen First Nation or Chippewas of Nawash Unceded First Nation, who also reside within Ontario, in February of this year. About Emily Kawagashig. Emily Kawagashig is a visual artist from Chippewas of Saugeen First Nation, specializing in digital design and painting, both small and large scale. She studied at both Sheridan College and OCAD University, where she learned to refine her artistic skills and developed her identity as an Anishinaabe artist. You may recognize her name from the recent work she has done with CBC, as their art director for the first nationally recognized Truth and Reconciliation Day, Orange Shirt Day, that took place last fall. More recently, Emily was commissioned by Purolator to design a holiday box design that was featured on shipping parcels across Canada over the Christmas season. Her latest projects were two large-scale murals for the City of Toronto that were completed in January 2022. Emily has been representing her community for the past 4 years, as an advocate for important issues, while also sharing her culture and teachings with others across the country. When Emily first came across this project, she thought it was a great initiative, especially because of the rich and continuing First Nations history that Collingwood has in relation to the community's history. The public art at this site would be a nice reminder to visitors that they are on the territory of the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation, and it would also be a good way to encourage viewers to learn more. About Solomon King. Solomon King is an Anishinaabe who grew up in Nayashinigmiing, on as a member of the Chippewas of Nawash Unceded First Nation. He has studied heritage masonry, mold making and sculpture, has a BFA in painting and drawing, diploma in digital media design and certificate in stone carving and restoration. His main interest in this public art project as a Saugeen Ojibwe Nation member is to create a dialogue between people, helping build a healthy, thriving, and inclusive community. Solomon's approach would be to establish a greater sense of connection between the town of Collingwood and the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation and its members, honoring and empowering the traditional stories, in particular the story of the female spirit and her inherent connection to the water. His goal at the Raymond A. Barker Water Treatment Plant site is to create a harmonious experiential space. A site that subtly integrates nature and fabricated space from a holistic viewpoint, inspiring the onlooker to examine their relationship to water, thereby seeing nature and our surrounding built environment as one. The town of Collingwood's public art program is dedicated to enhancing arts and culture as an integral part of the community. It aims to enrich the lives of Collingwood residents and visitors by enhancing public spaces, fostering cultural identity and pride, promoting creativity, and encouraging dialogue among citizens.